This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Currently, 38.2 million Americans age 12 or older have hearing loss, a problem that becomes increasingly common and more severe with age. More than half of people in their 70s and more than 80% in their 80s have mild to moderate hearing loss or worse, according to tests done by the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey between 2001 and 2010. To sell to rural customers in India, Amazon has modified its application to work with inexpensive smartphones and patchy cellular networks. It's added hundreds of thousands of Indian language descriptions of products and videos for those who can't read, and it has opened physical Amazon stores to walk people through the process of ordering online. It brought on tens of thousands of local distributors to deliver packages, often by bicycle, and down dirt roads where it will accept cash or digital payment on delivery. The U.S. fertility industry remains largely unregulated and routinely offers services outlawed elsewhere. As a result, the U.S. has emerged as a popular destination for IVF patients from around the world seeking controversial services, not just sex selection, but commercial surrogacy, anonymous sperm donation, and screening for physical characteristics such as eye color. Supercharged by powerful and widely available artificial intelligence software developed by Google, lifelike deepfake videos have quickly multiplied across the internet, blurring the line between truth and lie. Many are targeting regular women superimposed on pornographic videos. For host nations from Peru to Chile to Argentina, Venezuelans' exodus amounts to the greatest injection of highly educated human capital since at least the early 20th century. Of the vast number of Venezuelans who have left in recent years, surveys and experts suggest that hundreds of thousands have university degrees or technical training, marking one of the globe's most skilled immigrant flows. A Women's March group is canceling its January rally in Humboldt County, California, over concerns that its participants would be overwhelmingly white. According to the United Nations, the number of those over 60 worldwide is expected to double by 2050 to 2.1 billion people. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.